Fighters, ask 100 people what they think about salespeople. What are they going to say? They're slimy. They're cheaters. They pressure me. They only care about their commissions. Bunch of other shit. It's very negative. I've actually posted this in a poll before on Facebook on my personal profile for non-contractors. And I said, hey, what do you think of salespeople? One word. And they were like, out of 100 comments, maybe two were positive. All right. And those were salespeople. So most people think salespeople are a bunch of morons. Today, I'm going to share how to increase your sales by choosing to show up differently and send a different message about what a true salesperson can be. Let's go. All right, as we kick this off, I want to talk about your job as a salesperson. All right, I'm going to start with what is not your job. Okay, it is not your job to force people to buy your shit. It is not your job. In fact, you cannot make another human being buy your stuff. All right, it is not your job. This is going to sting a little. It is not your job to earn your commission as a salesperson. That's not your job. It is not your job, like I said, to make them buy, to twist their arm, to coerce them, to manipulate them. All right. Your job is simply, and I promise you, if you drill this into your brain, I promise you things are going to play out for you in a very positive way. And you're going to add a lot more value to the world. And that's this. Your job is to connect with them and to determine whether or not you're a right fit and whether or not you can meet the needs that they have. When you frame your number one job as a salesperson, the number one outcome of this sales call is, are we a good fit? Can I meet your needs? Should we go on a next date together, right? And take it down the sales process here, down the road or the hallway or whatever you want to call it. All right. That is your job, is to connect and determine if we're a good fit. Can I even meet your needs? Guys, when you frame it through that, everything goes through that. I promise you, you're not going to send the same messages that the selfish, commission-hungry, only salespeople, the slimy ones who want all the tricks and the scripts and all the bullshit to close deals and shit like that. All right. The fastest way to do that is to understand somebody's motive. People buy for their reasons. They don't buy for our reasons. And guys, like we've talked about before here, connection happens when they're talking. If you want to connect, see if you're the right fit and determine whether or not you can truly meet their needs and they're willing to pay for that, you have to connect with them at a deeper level. And that is the fastest and easiest way to move the sale forward. Okay. And in our sales training, our pre-qualification process called the Shin Fu, we have a 5-step process where we teach you how to have a conversation about the motive. Guys, the motive is all digging into the why. Okay. The why behind the project, and then listening to those answers and then peeling back what they tell you and really getting to the heart of what's important to them. You know, we have what I printed off here, guys, we've got a ton of common questions that you can ask. And these are not scripts. They're just a framework. You make these your own through repetition, through practice, through role-playing, and depending on the context of the situation. But all these different motive-generating questions to determine their pain, to determine their pleasure, okay, softening statements, and some additional resources and questions are all here. And they're in the link here that I'm going to drop here in a minute for you guys to go get it. All right. It's live. The Shin Fu sales training videos are here. Our team has been working behind the scenes for months to put this together for you. In fact, we even scrapped the first version of these videos. We re-recorded it to make them a little bit better for you. And I'm excited because now you have access to the best sales training on the planet for a home improvement contractor. As part of this launch, we are making these available to you right now for $147. All right. That offer goes away on February 28th, so don't drag your feet. We want to get this in as many hands as we can because we know the power of really learning the Shin Fu in your business, and that's why it's $147 right now. So go to thecontractorfight.com/sell and get your hands on the training that has changed thousands of lives of contractors just like you all over the world. I'm out. Now, with the motive to set yourself apart, differentiate from those other salespeople, okay, that just come in with their little presentation and they flip open their book or their computer presentation and all the slides. All right, this is fresh in my brain right now because we're buying some shit here in the fight, and damn near every salesperson that we've dealt with is shitty. Okay, you can tell it's all about them. They don't ask any questions, and they are not doing a thing to differentiate, okay, from anyone else. And the person that we actually recently hired for one of the needs that we have in our business, we hired them because he sat down with our CEO and all he did was ask questions. Hey, you know, help me understand that more. Really, you said this. What does that mean? Okay. He was dialed in. This guy was dialed in and we gave him our business because he was different. Okay. He made it about us. And that's really what the motive is about. And the second part of the motive is you have to have the right spirit of conversation. Okay. How do you show up with gratitude? Okay. Curiosity, you know, optimism, a smile in your voice. You're asking questions. You're not telling. You're drawing things out of him. All this means the spirit of the conversation. And that's really rooted back to, are you getting on the phone or getting in front of a prospect with this, I have to close this sale. I have to close this sale spirit. Or are you getting in front of them with, hey, let's figure out if we're a good fit. Let's figure out if I can even meet your needs. And those needs could be the project needs. It could be the budget needs and all those different things. Okay. Timing and whatever it is. But when you go in with the right spirit and you're curious and you have gratitude that they're giving you some time, guys, that sends a message. And there's confidence with that. And people are attracted to gratitude. They're attracted to that confidence. And when you're curious in the sales process, people are going to open up and there's going to be more of a connection. Okay. Some of you might be going, well, does this shit work? Okay. I could probably do a video reading stories from our members inside our sales training program in Battleground I could do probably a 3 or 4 hour video reading stories like nonstop for 3 to 4 hours with the hundreds of contractors that we help. One of our members, he came to us in 2021. He joined our program in 2020. He did $300,000 worth of business as a GC and he lost money. He only paid himself about $12,000 in 2020. Think about that for a minute. He did 300 grand, lost like 10 grand in net profit, and he paid himself 12 grand, like $1,000 a month on average. Okay. You ain't getting anywhere in life like that. He came to us and he jumped into this and he started role-playing. All right. He started putting these things into practice. He got uncomfortable. And guys, in 2021, a calendar year later, he had sold $2.7 million at a 50% gross profit, subbing all of his work out as a general contractor. And then in 2022, he did $3.4 million, subbing his work out, okay, as a general contractor and sold it all at a 50% gross profit. He did this because he understands that he needed to be different. He needed to show up with a different spirit. He needed to be curious, all the things that we've been talking about, and he mastered the motive. Okay. He mastered the motive and then the other steps of our Shinfu process just fall into place. So guys, I want to encourage you with this today before we get out of here. If you want to sell more, you want to reach the goals that you have in your life financially, for your family, for your freedom, you know, you want to buy a house for your mom one day or whatever it might be. All right. You must learn to differentiate and meet more needs. Okay. Guys, when that happens, the money takes care of itself. When you connect, when they know it's about them and not about you, the money takes care of itself. When I used to coach high school football for 17 years, all right, one of my mentors I coached with for years, he would say to the team every week, guys, hey, block, tackle, win 6 seconds at a time, chip away, all right, stay focused on that. And at the end of the night, more times than not, if we take care of that, the scoreboard will light up in our favor. And guys, it's no different with this. When you make it about them and not about you, the scoreboard is going to light up in favor of you more times than not, and you and your prospect are going to get exactly what they want. All right, guys, head to thecontractorfight.com/cheap to grab what we got here for you. All right, and become a different type of salesperson. You guys rock. I got to roll. I'm out.